This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on captured Afghan territory on Tuesday, with one EU official saying they now control 65% of the country, as U.S. President Joe Biden urged the nation's leaders to fight for their homeland. A capital in a northern province fell to the Taliban on Tuesday evening, according to residents who reported Afghan security forces retreating towards the desert. It's the seventh regional capital to come under the control of the Islamist militants in about a week. But President Biden says Afghanistan's troops outnumber the Taliban and must want to fight. The U.S. president claims he does not regret his decision to withdraw, noting that Washington has spent more than $1 trillion over 20 years and lost thousands of troops. He says the United States continues to provide significant air support, food, equipment, and salaries to Afghan forces. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the Senate passage Tuesday of what he called a, quote, historic $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, celebrating a major bipartisan win on a plan he vowed would, quote, transform America. The bill still needs approval from lawmakers in the U.S. House, but Biden says it funds work on roads, bridges, and ports, as well as clean water and high-speed internet. And he says it will create thousands of high-paying jobs for people without college degrees. The measure now faces a vote in the House of Representatives in coming weeks, where its future is less certain as divisions have sprung up in the Democratic majority. It's a rare bipartisan legislation in a deeply politically divided Washington. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The man in charge of the U.S. state of New York resigned on Tuesday following an investigation that found he sexually harassed 11 women. Governor Andrew Cuomo was facing mounting legal pressure, still is, and faced demands for his departure from U.S. President Joe Biden and others. In a televised 20-minute address, the 63-year-old said his resignation would take effect in 14 days. A downfall for a man once seen as a possible U.S. presidential contender. The Democrat, who had served since 2011 as governor of the fourth most populous U.S. state, Cuomo made the announcement a week after New York's attorney general released the results of a five-month independent investigation that concluded he engaged in conduct that violated U.S. and state laws. Cuomo on Tuesday again denied any wrongdoing, though he said he accepted, quote, full responsibility for offending the women. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor of the state of more than 19 million people, the first woman to hold the post. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, vowing a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions, while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations, with the UN saying 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. Somalia and Kenya agreed to reset their frosty relations Tuesday following talks between leaders of the two countries, the meeting signaling a thaw between the Horn of Africa neighbors after often tense relations between the two countries. Somalia has objected to what it calls Kenya's meddling in regions over its border, while Nairobi has in turn accused Mogadishu of using it as a scapegoat for its own political problems. Ties between the countries were severed on December 15th after Kenya hosted the leadership of Somaliland, a breakaway state not recognized by the Somalia government. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.